Thank you, everyone. Well, welcome to the first of our panel. My name is Roger O'Keefe. I'm under strict instructions to be anecdotal. So it is wonderful to be back here. I arrived in Cambridge myself from Sydney, Australia in 1995, just as this building opened. And I remember we actually got one Thursday off because Her Majesty the Queen was coming. And there was one young man from Belfast, Kieran, in the class. He was rather upset that he hadn't been told he had a day off. And we said, well, Kieran, like, what could you possibly object to about having a day off? And with a smile on his face, he said, I don't know. Just might have told my people about it, you know. So after that, we kept away from Kieran. I distinctly remember in this lecture theatre, Mr. Greenwood, as he then was, or at least as half of him then was, striding the floors, striking terror into the hearts of man and woman, awe into many, and in 89% of the women and 11% of the men, a certain libidinousness, I think. It may have been the reputation of as the Prince of Darkness, I'm not sure. Professor, as he then was, Crawford, through whose lectures I had to keep up a running simultaneous translation as the resident Australian, explaining to people what he was saying. I came across that phenomenon later when Yves Daudet of the Hague Academy said to me, Roger, you are Australian? I said, I am. He said, do you understand a single thing James Crawford say? And I said to him, I see your point, Eve, Australian accent, Adelaide, even worse. I guess he speaks quickly, perhaps indistinctly. Well, this is the point, huh? So in the curatorium, he says something. We don't understand nothing, but he's James Crawford, so we think it must be right, and we say yes. And I thought, if you ever get to that point, it's probably time to retire, because you should never have people saying yes to you all the time. And that's what I adored about Ellie. He actually liked people teasing him and bringing him down a peg every now and then. It's a peg that he liked himself to bring down every now and then. He had many what would be called blue joke, which he'd picked up from a man called Paddy Strong, who used to live next door to the centre, and he liked nothing more than sharing that, or perhaps one of his 5,000, I think it was, Jewish jokes that he had, which have now come in handy. I'm dating a girl from North London with the family name of Kipperman, so I'm able to share some of those jokes. It's wonderful. Nothing, I think, really struck me more about Ellie was his distaste for fawning formality. He loved the human. He was, I think, as his ancestors would have said, a mensch. He was a human being in the fullest sense of the word. Of course, he was a scholar. Of course, he was a wonderful barrister, as judge and arbitrator, extraordinarily skillful and knowledgeable. But first and foremost, and this is something I think that Judge Schwebel has touched on beautifully in his obituary in the current American Journal of International Law, he was human. And that human quality was not just a personal quality, it was a winning professional quality as well. I had seen it early on when I came as a master's, then PhD student, but it was when he invited me to be the deputy director of the center, which I had the privilege to do for many years, that it really came home to me. He invited me to Trinity, and we had dinner. He explained what he wanted me to do, and then the first thing he asked me was about my family and the value I placed on my family, what my parents did, how many brothers and sisters I had. He then explained to me his love of the pork-free pork sausage, a curious concept. I've always loved the religions that place great emphasis on the law, because it's a sign of human genius that we can think of things like the pork-free pork sausage. You just deem it to be pork-free. That very evening, I had the world's first sugar-free creme brulee, which was Ellie's favorite dish, of course, the signature of which was caramelized sugar on the top, but it apparently was not sugar. It was just sticky and sweet. And these are the things that, to me, typified Ellie. Of course, his greatness is to be presumed, but it's his humanity. Well, with me today, and it's an enormous privilege to have here speaking, we have some of those who have been Ellie's student and who have worked with him professionally, and I think all of whom have been Ellie's friends. I won't go through all of their achievements, of course, just the greatest hits. So Judge Stephen Schwebel, currently president of the World Bank Administrative Tribunal, formerly, of course, president and judge of the International Court of Justice. His Excellency, Judge Sir Christopher Greenwood, formerly my Director of Studies at Magdalen College. Who's also currently judge on the International Court of Justice. I don't think he really needs any introduction. Ian Scobby, Professor of International Law at Manchester, before that Joseph Hotung, Professor of International Law at the School of Oriental and African Studies, before that Professor, I believe, of International Law at Glasgow. You should have been. And then Penelope Neville, who, as well as formerly being a fellow of Downing College and currently in 20 Essex Street, had been Ellie's research assistant for quite some time. And they will all bring different perspectives to bear on Ellie's work. So without wasting further of your time, I invite Judge Schwebel to open the account.